GM, GM. Can you hear me? Lou?
Yo, what's up?
What's going on?
GM.
GM, GM. Welcome to the weekly world. We've got some higher production quality this time. I think the music hopefully sounded good. You could hear the music, right? I think.
Yeah, it was good. That was vibey.
All right, good. Yeah. It's actually my family. It's the one who sang it. So we're not going to get, you know, sued for copyright infringement or anything. I think it's pretty good, though. We also, I'm going to do like a specific world intro, like welcome to the weekly world kind of thing. Now that I have the tech capability to do it. But, you know, we got a little something to kick off the space and, you know, build a little hype. You know who it is, Smitty. You were there when I was testing it.
What's up? Oh, yeah. You'll play it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're going to play it. If it plays. Yeah, it's good. Okay. Let's try this out.
Price play Texas. We choose to go to the moon.
Wait a second. Where's that playing from? Oh, it's playing from Apple Music. That's not what we want. Okay. We're gonna get the production quality is, you know, we're gonna go up and up every time as I screw it up less and less. Okay, here we go. We have a JFK telling us where we're going, friends.
40 seconds away.
Why some say the moon? Why choose this as our goal?
The target for the Apollo 11 astronauts, the moon.
Why climb the highest mountain?
Go for launch.
Why 35 years ago?
20 seconds and counting.
Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And it's the weekly world where we're going to the moon. I'm just kidding. We're not going to the moon. Maybe Mars soon. That might be a thing. We've got VIP guest up here today, Smitty, with all your loot news. By the way, first, before we start, we're going to be giving away 3 loot boxes today on stage. It's going to take a week to give them away, though. Same thing with last time from the Avatar. So, like, Smitty, you won one last time, and Bubby Coin as well. So appreciate the patience, but we just have to, we're going to give them out next week. with Vault Access. So, but yes, no, we're not rug pulling NFT worlds over three loot boxes and some avatars. It's just going to take a week. That being said,
are you rug pulling?
They will come. Wait, what'd you say, Vinny?
Are you rug pulling?
Me? Yes. This is the end.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
Yeah, this is the end. Yes, but they are coming. And yeah, we're going to, you've got some cool stuff, Smitty. You've got this website that you created, which is like an NFT world's wiki, right? It basically goes over, I mean, yeah, you can explain it. What did you create?
Yeah, so I mean, it's basically, it's a content hub for the NFT world's ecosystem. I'll post the news and updates about everything about the project, the items, guides. And then it just has other Web3 related content. Like I'll post like guides on like hardware wallets and stuff like that. But yeah, primarily just everything around NFT worlds, I'll just post any updates, developer updates and stuff like that.
What was the motivation to do this? If you haven't seen the site, it's really cool. Allyourloot.com, or just click the link in. Wait, is there a link in your bio? Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, click the link in All Your Loot's bio, so you can see what we're talking about as we're going through this. But what was the inspiration to put this all together?
You know, really, it's just, I guess growing up, like gaming, I was on forums all the time, just with whatever game I was playing. And, you know, NFT Worlds, I just saw it didn't really have anything like that yet. Like, everyone that came or wanted to learn about the project had to go to, like, the Discord or the docs, which are kind of outdated now, but it's just, I don't know. I feel like it was hard for people to learn about the project without sifting through a million messages on Discord or whatever. And I just saw like an opportunity to build something like that. I reached out to Temp like December or something, just kind of get an idea of what he thought about like a community hub project or a like a fandom forum or something like that. And he thought it was a good idea. And I just kind of ran with it. I wanted to do something a little personal. Like I wanted to like build something for myself. Like I wanted to like practice web design and stuff like that. And, you know, I started out with, the items database, which is just like a data table with all the items on it. You can search it, find out all the information like quickly and like one glance. And from there, I was like, okay, you know, I could build a lot of stuff around this for the project and, you know, hopefully bring value to the community as a whole.
Did you develop it yourself?
Yeah. I mean, so that's another thing. So I was using, before I started the website, I was kind of like dabbling in AI stuff. So I was using Midjourney for a bit and ChatGPT a little bit. And I just saw that they were like really useful as like assistants. So I'll like use it. Like I'm not much of a coder. Like I know basic HTML, CSS stuff, but for like advanced stuff, I'll just ask ChatGPT like, hey, can you like code me like this? Or I want it to look a certain way. And it'll tell me I'll have to kind of piggyback along, like wait for it to give me a good answer. But I mean, I'll use it as like an assistant, and then I'll use Midjourney to like generate art. And I love Midjourney. I think it's awesome because it's really hard to find images online, especially non-copyright, that all like fit with each other. Like it's hard to find like a nice brandable image and just keep it consistent across everything. So I've been using Midjourney a lot. I love it.
Yeah, this is crazy. The website is extremely well done. I mean, it's responsive. I was like, I wonder if it's responsive. And so I broke it and didn't inspect and went through all the different like breakpoints and stuff. And it's entirely responsive. You know, you have different animations when you scroll over it. I mean, it's really legitimate. And every major gaming platform, if you will, has a wiki. I mean, I remember, game too, right? I mean, I remember back when I was addicted to video games, which I still am. I just can't own video game ability to play video games or else I will get fired from all jobs. sorry, this week's Twitter space is canceled. I'm very sick. No. No, can't do that. But I remember anytime I wanted to get information about a game or how's like, what's the crafting recipe for this, always using wikis. So I feel like now that we kind of have a community managed wiki page, we are official, right? I mean, that's what makes us official. Is that all we need?
I mean, I think it's a big step. I mean, once the game starts coming out.
No, it's all we need to be successful. That's it. This.
It's not two worlds. It's very successful. You know? We're good.
Sorry. What were you saying?
We got the team. We're good.
You're saying when the new engine comes out, a new client?
Yeah. So, I mean, once everything ramps up and, you know, stuff gets released, more items get released. I mean, it would be weird to not have like a centralized hub for everything. And if people are making servers and they want like, I mean, some will probably definitely have their own websites and stuff too, but like just a centralized area where you can even see what servers are being built or whatever information on the server outside of like what the game client will offer too. I'm sure they'll have that too, but I don't know. I just think it's a good idea. Like, all the games that I've played that had forums and stuff, I used it a shitload and it helped me a lot. So.
Yeah. Also want to add open floor here. If you do want to jump on stage and chat with us, we're just hanging out. Would love anybody and everybody to jump up, see a lot of familiar faces, that show up every week and that I love talking to. So just request to speak. Let's bring you up, hang out with us. We got HD Music up here. How's it going?
Hey guys, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me up. Just chilling.
What's going on?
Sweet. Love it. All right, cool. When you were going through this, was there anything interesting after going through? Because like I assume you combed through everything that's out there publicly with NFT Worlds. Is there anything that you're like, oh wow, I remember that, or oh, that's shocking?
Oh yeah, definitely. So like, It was like 5 or 6 months ago. I made another website, and this it kind of had like the same idea, but I wasn't like fully doing it for NFT Worlds, just kind of like a personal project. I wanted to see what I could create. And I made a blog post about NFT Worlds, and I sifted through every single message on Discord probably ever. I found all the dates when everything got released. And I like one of the big things that I feel like everyone always commented on, or everyone was just kind of like, no one understood it, was the whole baguette thing. And I remember like the day Ark tweeted that, and it was just like, it was like something like B____E, it starts with that or whatever, ends in that. And everyone just started freaking out. Everyone's saying Binance and all that stuff. And it just, yeah, when I was like researching that, I started writing about it. It just like took me back to that time period. And I was like, holy crap. Like Ark is really good at trolling people. And, kind of hyping up people with, you know, just kind of like quirky shit.
I don't know if he does it intentionally, to be honest with you.
I think it's just in his nature.
Unless it might just be because unless he's hiding it from me, I don't think he's strategic like that.
It always ends in something good though. So it's funny.
Yeah. Well, Ark's the best. We can't talk bad about Ark because he's the one on the NFT Worlds account this time. So he's probably coding away and listening in. So yeah, we have to whisper if we want to talk bad about Ark. Now there's a quiz too on here, which I failed, by the way. No, I didn't fail. I got like a 75% or 80%.
That's passing.
Did you use like ChatGPT to put together questions? Did you like feed it the docs and write some questions about this?
No, I went through my own blog posts and just kind of like formulated some good questions for it. I mean, some of them are easy as hell, but I inserted some little trick ones. So, I create all of them.
We're gonna do a giveaway with the quiz. That'll be how we do one or two. What do we want to just do it? Who has the highest score? How do you think?
I mean, it sounds good to me. There might be multiple though, so that's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm. which you can also just do by time too if someone did it faster.
But. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, whoever posted it first, who has the highest score. Okay, so that's what we're going to do for the first loot box giveaway, or maybe two, depending. But definitely one. If you take the quiz on allyourloot.com, post your score in the comments or in the Discord. Actually, no, we have to choose one or the other. Yeah, you have to post your score in the comments. You can delete it after. But post your score in the comments section of this in the bottom right. And then whoever's got the highest score first wins a loot box. But then the question is...
Sounds good.
Yeah, but then the question is, what if they've already done the quiz
before
and had a screenshot like I did?
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't track that.
I can't. Trying to figure out a way, a solution. Okay. Well, I guess there is not a solution to that. So,
well, yes. I mean, they would get the same score anyways, I guess. But if they retake the quiz, and then there's not a time limit. But they might mess up too. There's some tricks in there.
I'm curious, guys.
Do they change? Is it the same? Yeah, go ahead, music.
I was just curious what chain you guys are building on, or is there like some interoperability, or what's going on?
Yeah, we're built on a Polygon.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yep. Yep. Although some other chains are being considered. There's a lot of good chains out there. But yeah, Polygon's been good.
Super cool. Yeah. I mean, I just recently have been playing this game called Bushi. Basically I bought like an NFT and it gave me alpha access to the game. And, I like what they're kind of doing, cause they're like not attached to any chain. You know, it's like, you know, you're not going to literally put a game on chain unless it's a really fast chain. Cause you can't probably, you know, so the game itself is off chain, but references assets on the chain. Right. And, what's really cool about this one that I just tried out was like, they're doing art contests from any artist from any chain. And then if you win the art contest, then they make a 3D model of your artwork and it's a playable character in the game, which I think is a great way to like bootstrap new users from any ecosystem. You know, it's cool to see.
What is it called again? Bushi?
Yeah, it's Bushi.
Are you affiliated with this project?
Well, I bought one of their NFTs and I'm playing the alpha access, but no, I'm not affiliated. I'm not on their team or anything.
Okay. I was just wondering if you were coming in here and shilling, you know what I mean?
No, I just saw the, I mean, I guess.
Because I'd have to, I'd have to like, give you one of my special sound effects on my soundboard.
Feel free. No, honestly, I just saw, you know, the gaming tag in here, and I thought, you know, oh, well, this is the first time I've bought an NFT related to a game. So, and that was just like a few weeks ago. So I thought, hey, I'll jump in here and see if anyone's heard of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think I've been getting quite a few gaming NFTs lately and just tokens. I'm not going to say names really, but I think gaming is the future. There's a lot going on in the gaming space, and they're definitely longer plays, because like realistically, if you're buying like a weapon skin or you're buying a some item that has use in the game, well, if they're selling these things or giving them away for free before the game is out, there's no way they're going to have any kind of value before that. And then even in the game, you have to ask yourself, like, how much value is it even going to have? Like, let's not think about like artificially inflated prices based on speculation. Let's think about like, really, like what is a gamer going to pay for something like this? And so even like based on that, I think they're just like good things to have. I probably won't be buying anything outside of the gaming space for a long time. Wow.
Yeah, it seems like that's the wave right now.
Yeah, definitely. Wait, who had it? Oh, yeah, Lowrider. You had a really, really good suggestion. I think that's what we're going to do. So we're going to have to honor our word here of the lowest score in the quiz gets... Well, actually, no, we're not honoring that anymore. I'm taking it back. I am rug pulling. That's no longer how we're going to do it. So if you're taking the quiz, I'm sorry. I rug pulled you. That's not how we're going to do it. We're going to pull people on stage. And we're going to do it that way. So do you, you have the list of all the questions, right, Lou or Smitty?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Whoever wants to jump up, we're playing trivia. So you pick a question, make it like not super hard, not super easy. I guess we'll see what happens. And then if you want to come answer it and you get, how many should we do? Three, right? Then you get a loot box and we'll give away more. I'll give away more than three. I'll give away more than three, and I'll give them away from me personally too, because I only got clearance for three. But I'll give them away on my own for three. So we'll do, I don't know, up to six. All right, we got Lowrider. Lowrider wants to play trivia.
Lowrider.
You with us?
Hey, I'm here. I just requested to speak because I want to go for a loot box.
Oh, yes, you do. Wait, I gotta, let's see.
We're playing NFT Worlds Trivia.
Oh, yes.
Nice. You grew a pair.
Oh, man. Am I? Yeah, I might be the only one that finds me funny, but yes. All right, Lou, you're gonna ask the questions. We'll do what three I think is fair, yeah? Smitty, three?
Yeah, sounds good. I'm trying to look at questions, but a lot of them are just like images and saying what they are.
Right.
You want me to give them the answers, like multiple choice answers? Or just a pure guessing game?
Let's do pure guessing for Lowrider, because Lowrider knows what's up.
I full disclosure, I did not take the quiz. I meant to, but I forgot about it. But I think I would have done well. I would have done better than E-Rod. Because I'm OG.
Get out of here. No, you wouldn't. No, you didn't.
I'm OG.
Actually, maybe you're right. You're right. Maybe you would have. All right. Well, we're gonna see. This is where you get to put your loot box where your mouth is. And we're gonna, and Smitty's gonna ask you some questions.
All right, let's do it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
First question. Oh, we're doing three, right? D-Rod?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see how three goes.
I'll do a cake one. NFT worlds can be staked for world tokens. True or false?
Oh my God. Stop.
True.
Okay.
I said the cake one.
Man, I would have got that
well,
one
wrong. I was going to say, like, one question should be enough, but since that was one of them, we'll go with three.
All right. Next question. A little bit harder. How many items were in the first ever NFT Worlds loot box? Not including the loot box.
I don't know. I remember it was supposed to be 60 something, and then it was. Are you giving me multiple choice or what?
Yeah, we could do the multiple choice for this one. It's still going to be a guess, I think, but you know, Lowrider. So you got 25% chance of.
I know it was supposed to be 60 something, and they had to cut that down. I remember that much. Yeah. But go. Give me the options.
So A. 21, B, 24, C, 23, or D, 22.
I mean, they're so close. Those are rough options.
It's 21 through 24, basically.
Huh?
It's 21 through 24.
Yeah. But, I'll say 22.
That's right.
Really?
No. Nope.
It's not right. Is it 23? Yeah, oh, not man.
Loot Box. Doesn't even know.
Listen, I'm thinking about loot box number 5 over here, okay?
We're doing best out of 3, right?
Best out of 3. Yeah, we can do best out of 3.
All right.
But you got to make it a hard one then.
That was as hard as that one was
hard.
I didn't even open my loot boxes yet.
You could have just counted, Lowrider.
Yeah, I didn't want to cheat.
Okay, that's fair. Oh, while Smitty's finding another question here, this is fun. We got Hippo Showbiz Treasure. We got Lunar Hercules. I mean, come on, Geology. I mean, you guys don't want to participate in this fun activity we're doing as a family over here, as an NFT World. I mean, come on now. Let's request to speak. Let's get you up here. Unless you're embarrassed, what do you think you're going to get these questions wrong? We got Showbiz. He's taking the leap.
What's up, Erod?
There we go.
What's going on, brother?
There we go. Now we got the squad jumping up.
What's good?
What's going on? Okay. Do you think that Lowrider is going to get this third question right,
Showbiz? Yes, I do.
Okay.
Phone a friend. I got you.
We could do that too. That's funny.
Do 50-50.
All right, let's get it.
You know, phone a friend, lifeline.
Wait, what's the third one? It's not lifeline. I think you got the first two right. Is this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire trivia or NFT World?
It's a make it up as we go trivia. So right. The rules are quite malleable.
Okay, I say we go just one out of two wins loot box.
We got to do out of three. Okay. All right, let's go. Let's get this third question to Lowrider because I've got faith.
All right, we can do this one.
All right. Is this a hard one, Smitty?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Okay. Let's get it.
Might be hard. I'm going to give the multiple choice answers, so it might be hard to remember. But
okay.
All right. You ready, Lowrider?
Yep.
All right. What date did Minecraft release the announcement that they are effectively banning NFTs from their platform? A. July 7th, 2022. B. August 21st, 2022. C. July 20th, 2022. Or D, June 28th, 2022.
It was over the summer. I will say, what was the July one?
You got July 7th and July 20th.
I'll say July 20th.
Erod, do you have a sound off? Bing, bing, bing.
That's not right.
No, it's correct.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was June 20th.
No, I knew because I was upstate at that point, out of town. Yay!
That was a little basic, though.
And you forgot to mention that the loot box, inside the loot box is the baguette, right?
What, the baguette? I don't know. That's a question for Smitty. Smitty is like the oracle of loot boxes. He can tell you what's in every one before they're opened.
Okay, so I'd like the baguette, please. Baguette sword.
Okay, just rub your genie bottle 3 times. Get a mop broom and just dance around the room and make yourself dizzy and then wish it and then will be true.
I already did that to win the loot box. I'll have to try some other witchcraft. But all right, Thanks.
Stay up here, low rider, because you might, unless you want to jump down, of course, you know, do what we want. Congratulations. First off, you got the loot box. DM me your wallet address, please. If you could do that, as soon as possible, it'd be great. Cause I'm going to have to, well, you know, I got to, I'm going to write them down.
You want me to DM you on Twitter or on Discord?
Twitter, please.
Okay. I'll do that right now. So I don't forget. But I'll turn my mic off, but I'll stay upstage unless you have any other questions.
Yeah, because if people want to phone a friend.
Cool.
Which I think we should do that. Smitty, what do you think? Should we give people one phone a friend? No, because then it's like 50%, right? If we do a multiple choice.
Yeah, I mean, if you could do two questions, but you have to get both right.
Yeah, that's true. If you use a lifeline, you got to answer another one. Okay, who's up next? Let's put some hands up if you want to go next over here. Thumbs down. Showbiz does not want to go next. Hippo, let's get it. What's going on? Welcome to Trivia Night, Trivia Day, Trivia Afternoon, depending on where you are, Hippo. Yeah. We're here. We're live. We're giving away loot boxes.
I like it. I'm in.
It's your favorite Twitter space in the world.
You know it. You know, I try to make it out every one. We always post it up in the Discord.
I know you do.
Yeah, we always got it up in the Discord to let everybody know that, you know, you guys are dropping some info just to make sure everybody's informed. But we always give a recap.
Love that, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been really good.
So what are you going to do with this loot box? Are you going to... You're going to take a vacation. What are you going to do with the money? What are you going to do with the winnings?
I don't know. It's going to be given away to someone out of the community for sure. That's pretty much 99.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
that's awesome. I give away everything that I win back into the project. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice, right? Like
the generosity.
Well, I figure like I'm out here representing the project and the brand. I am the project founder, but still, you know what I mean? So if I win anything, I want it to come back to, you know, the holders that helped build the brand and invest their time and their money into it, right? So we can all share.
Yeah, stop virtue signaling up here, please. My gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm just joking. Hippo, you're awesome. Really appreciate all the work you do.
Thank you.
I'm hoping that you win a loot box out
here. That'd be awesome.
So we're going to Smitty. What are questions?
All right.
Alrighty.
I'm stepping away for like 10 seconds, by the way. Smitty, you're holding down the fort.
Alrighty. All right. What's up, Hippo?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
You ready for this first question?
Yes.
All right. I'm not going to give the multiple choice answers on this one.
Okay.
All right. What is the max supply of World 2.0?
Oh, shit. Like 5 billion.
No way.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Nice. That number is sticking out in my head, but I was like, does that sound right? Because I read everything on. I was like,
is that a trick? Nice, nice.
Yeah, appreciate that.
All right, that's one down.
One down, one to go.
This could be a tough
one. Oh, Jesus. Come
on. You don't know your items.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Ray, question number two.
Yeah.
I'll give the answers this time.
Okay.
All right. Ready? What slot does the Mystic Banzai belong to? A, back. B, offhand. C, head. D, main hand.
Mystic Banzai. I'm going to say offhand.
Oh. Is that your phone? No, it's back item. Back
item. Damn it. Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with that item. Now I'm going to.
Hippo.
Yeah, I don't even know how it's a back item. It's just like a plant. Accessory, you know?
Well, now I have.
Okay, so that was two, right?
That was two.
Yeah.
Got the first
and you one. Got that second one wrong. So technically, we should boot you from the entire space altogether. But instead,
get me out of here.
Instead, what we're going to do is we're just going to pretend that you phoned a friend, me.
Oh, okay.
And I said back.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
And we're jumping to a third question. Sweet. You're 2 for 2, Hippo. Congratulations.
Amazing. I love call of friends.
It is so hard to win things on this stage. Yeah. You know, we just make it so difficult for everybody.
Oh, I love
it. I mean, it's just like.
All righty. For all the marbles.
All right.
Question number 3. I'll give the answers.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, I'll give the answers. All right. What project filed a DMCA claim against World Name Service for using the acronym WNS? A, Web3 Name Service. B, World Name Service. C, Web3 Naming Service. D, Web3 Name Station.
I think I'm going to go with B.
B is World Name Service. Is that your final answer?
Yes. Oh, shit. No. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you. The answer is A, Web3 Name Service.
You saw my emojis. I was trying to warn you.
I know. And I'd already said, I was like, yes. And then as it came out, I was like, yeah. Damn it.
All right, Hippo. Well, I think we gave you, like, you're not like a cat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We gotta like kill you at some point. Hey, you know?
I understand it. So go ahead.
For everybody, I recommend not phoning Hippo for a friend if you get asked questions up here.
No, don't phone me.
No, don't do it.
Hey, there were
you're the best, dude. For real. This is so much fun. I love this space, by the way. This is just so laid back, relaxed. We've got the real ones in here. We're hanging out. Literally everyone on this stage comes every week for the most part. So I'm super happy about that. Yep. Lunar, I think you're on your computer. But if you join on your phone, we'll get you up here too. Treasure, I can't remember if Treasure was up here if you jumped down. But yeah, I mean we've got the community in here. So this is a good one. This is a really great space.
Yep.
And also, Smitty, once again, thank you for putting the quizzes and all this stuff together, man. Like everyone appreciates it, myself, everyone in the community. Like what you're doing is awesome. Okay, who's up next here? We got to go to the hands.
I think Hercules had his hands up first.
That's right, Hercules. By the way, nice color name there, Hercules.
Yo, I appreciate that. Can you hear me?
We gotcha.
Hey, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I don't necessarily need a loot box. I'd love for somebody else to have one. I'll definitely answer the questions and be very embarrassed because I'm 100% sure that I got like a 60% when I took this the first time, in all seriousness. It was a low
man,
point.
you even prepared too. My God.
You did your
reps.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It was tough.
All right, let's see if you're right.
All right, run it.
All righty, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Question number 1. Genesis avatars are unique, one-of-one playable characters that can be used in NFT worlds. How many are there?
10,000.
Oh. Come on.
Is that wrong?
Yes.
Oh. Do your research. What is it, 20?
It's
15,000. It's 15? Hey, I told you this is going to be bad.
This is like, you didn't even wait. I think he was going to give you the multiple choice, Hercules, too.
I'm not going to lie, I was pretty confident.
This is like, it's like Steve Harvey, when he asks, like, he's like, what's something that comes after pork? And then he goes, coupon. He goes, pork coupon. Oh, he was like 10,000. No hesitation there.
All right, give me one more.
Okay, all right, Smitty.
I'm waiting for the waiting for the answers too. I'm just keep going right here. All right,
let's do this one. Well, it should be easy. I don't know. No answers on this one. Question number two. What is the correct order of NFT World's items rarity from least to most rare?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you gonna say them?
Nope, this is all you.
I have no idea. It's oh shit.
You got to phone a friend.
Can I phone a friend? Who can I phone here? Can I phone somebody that wants to come up and be a speaker? Or you?
You could.
Erod.
I'm not a friend you want to phone. I'm not a friend at all. Wait, we need. Wait, isn't there? Hello.
Hello. Hey, I'm looking to phone a friend here. I got a question about the rarity of items in order.
You want me to jump in and help you?
Yes, I would love that.
I got you. So it's going to be common, uncommon, rare, very rare, ultra rare, extremely rare. Is that it?
Bing, 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 bing.
That exactly what I was going to say.
That is correct.
Gotcha.
Oh, you got to get that that Billy Madison.
Yeah, is correct. What's the Billy Madison voice?
The Chris Farley. It's like, that is correct.
Oh, is that a thing?
Oh, you don't know Billy Madison?
No.
Come on, bro.
I'm not cultured.
But have you seen any Billy Madison production films? Adam Sandler,
movie. Hole in One Golf. What's that one called? Happy Gilmore.
Hole in One Golf. Hole in One.
Well, that's the whole premise of the movie, right? You could just hit a hole in one with a hockey stick, right?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
You are correct. Okay. Wait, I think I can actually just like, wait.
That is correct.
Did you hear that? I don't know if we could hear that or not.
Yep. That's it.
I thought that was someone speaking.
Yeah. Cause I could pipe in the audio from my computer as well. Like directly into the thing, which is cool. Yeah. Anyway, I'm very obsessed with my setup, as you can tell.
Hey, I'm just saying, on like a rainy Sunday, I wouldn't mind if you hosted a Spaces with like that cool jazz voice, and then just put some like Luffy Pop on or something.
You think so? We get a little.
I'd listen.
There's a lot of different presets, like with the difference. Yeah, I'm still figuring this all out, but it's there's like a lot of different set you can do, like
hello.
But there's like all different kinds of set ones. Anyway, that's detracting. Smitty, who are we going to next? Wait, did you get all three right, Hercules? Are we?
No.
Who was it?
Two wrong.
Oh, you got two wrong. Oh yeah. Wait a second. I thought you got the last one right. That's why we did the you are correct. No, you didn't. Yeah,
I mean geology. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, it's correct.
He did.
I mean, he did phone a friend, so.
But you still got one wrong. Okay, we're going to have to just see by the end of the space how many we've given away, and then we'll basically go, I have no idea. Whatever.
I like that. I'm gonna pass the puck to somebody else. I appreciate.
Okay, yeah, Hercules, because you're kind of a whale anyway. You know what I mean? So we can't. I mean, you literally are a whale in the Discord. I think isn't that the emblem next to the name? Isn't it a whale? Oh yeah, it is a whale. Literally a whale. But we're going to, who else wants to go up here? We got, what about geology? You want to take a stab?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. I think I'm going to embarrass myself here as well, but
okay. All right, let's go.
I'm going to make a suggestion. It's already 350, almost 350. You might want to just do one question.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Okay, Schmitty, you heard the man.
You can do a rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Everyone gets a chance up here.
I'm not saying I've got rapid fire answers, by the way.
All right, here we go. First question. How much world per year was it to register a world name in the public registration? The public registration. A, 500 world. B, 1,000 world. C, free. D, 250 world.
To register. This is going to be a complete guess. I'm going to say free.
That is not correct, my friend. The answer is 500 world per year.
Oh, that's...
Well,
that's...
Didn't you get a world pass if you had a world?
Public registration.
My bad.
It's true. Though. I don't know if... the passes were free, I believe.
Yeah, you want to know a story about the passes? Yes, the answer is yes. Everybody does. Of course they want to hear my stories. So I bought probably 30 passes on the secondary market. Right. And I was the only one to buy them, but I was like, oh, this is such a great opportunity because I'm like, well, people are paying X amount of dollars or X amount of world to mint these like three letter names. And instead you could just buy these passes and do it that way. And then I was also like, well, you know, eventually these passes are going to be like when the world token price is, you know, makes these, they're going to make these passes like crazy. So I was like, okay, I'm going to pick up 30 of them. And then I was like, I told Temp that I did that. And he was like, oh yeah, those are not supposed to be tradable. And then he prevented me from trading them. He locked he prevented secondary trades of them. I was like, what? I just spent $1,000 on these passes.
World name people, man.
I am. If you actually, we could give away some passes too. No one wants those. I'm joking, but I still have like 30 of them. I actually think I gave some away in the Twitter space, like back in the beginning when we first started doing this. Okay. Sorry. Tangent.
You can still register them, right?
Yeah. Of course. Okay. You could still use them to register names. Okay. Before my story that everyone wanted to hear, where were we, Smitty?
We're doing rapid fire.
Oh, yes, rapid fire. Who answered the last one? Was it geology?
Yeah.
You got the world name passes one, right? Okay.
I'll take it.
All right, yeah. Hit.
Hey, Shelby, do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll take a stab at it.
All right, let's do it. Okay. Who started the first liquidity pool for the world token? Do I give the answer?
Oh my God.
Pranksy.
Who said it? There you go.
Yeah, phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Nice.
It's correct.
Mr. Future
that
Maker.
Is correct.
Oh, you might as well just take that one, man. You got this.
All right, question number two. In what month and year did NFT Worlds reach its all-time high?
Oh, my God. 2022. Man. Is it February?
Hey.
Go ahead. Correct. Say it. A, B, C, D. Let me get some choices.
It's March 2022, October 2022, February 2022, or April 2022.
Son of a bitch. Sorry. All-time high, huh? Okay, babe. All-time high, huh? Hold on. February, March, or April? I will go April.
Oh.
Damn it.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I thought I gave you the, you were right the first time.
February? Oh. See, I always go with my first answer.
I was confirming the right answer, and then you wanted the
multiple. Oh. I thought I was wrong.
No, no, you're right.
I was like, what is going on? He just answered it.
That's what I thought it was February. But then it sounded like you were saying it was wrong.
No, I was like confirming. I was like, hey.
Okay.
All right, well, no, you got that one. Second guess.
No, I always second guess myself, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. It happens.
There's always two answers that are completely wrong, and then there's two that are right.
Yep. And
it's just the best of the two. Which one is the most correct answer?
Yeah, this it's tricky sometimes.
Yeah.
Man, I got too many buttons. I'm muted on one thing and not on the other and all this stuff. So it's just, it's getting crazy out here. We found a sound effect.
Oh, shit.
For this one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. I shouldn't have said anything. That was stupid. Okay, Smitty. Who's next up?
Yep.
This is Smitty's space, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew. He's taking over after the...
I am a future host, apparently.
You are. Isn't this fun, though, Smitty? Are you having a good time?
I didn't expect this.
Are you having a good time, though? Is this?
I'm having a great time. It's a great space.
Yeah, this is a good one. Okay. All right. What the heck are we doing? Who the heck is going next? Mr. Future Maker.
What up?
Yeah, what up?
Are you gonna you gonna play?
Let's do it. Let's rock and roll.
Okay. All right. Over to you, Schmitty, with the question.
Alrighty. So, alright, how should I phrase this? So there's five projects in the NFT world ecosystem, right? Including Gray Boys, if we include those. What? I list them in chronological order by release date, oldest to newest. I guess I could give the answers too.
It's like Skux and then Man.
Oh, no, white, no, white sand. No, the NFT world's ecosystem, like the world token, the avatars, the items. Yeah, I'll give I fucked that up. I'll give you the answers.
You're fired, Smitty.
I'm fired. I'm gone.
You're fired.
Yeah,
we just need a you're fired.
You can pull that up. All right, I'll give you the answers, future. All right, so the question again is, which of these is listed in chronological order by release date, oldest to newest? A, NFT Worlds, Gray Boys, World Token, Genesis Avatars, NFT Worlds Items. B, NFT Worlds, World Token, Gray Boys, Genesis Avatars, NFT World Items. Or C, NFT Worlds, Gray Boys, Genesis Avatars, World Token NFT Worlds items. This might be really confusing.
Let's see. I think.
Can you phone a friend?
I think it's C, right? C sounds right, right? What do you think, Show?
I think Grey Boys came out first. So whichever, what was the order again?
So you got NFT Worlds, Grey Boys, World Token, Genesis Avatars, NFT World Items, or NFT Worlds, Grey Boys, Avatars, World Token, NFT Worlds Items.
Wait, wasn't it was NFT Worlds, then Grey Boys, then the Genesis Avatars, then the World Token.
No. World Token, then Genesis Avatars, then Loot Box. So,
yeah.
NFT Worlds, October, Grey Boys, November, World Token, Avatars, and then Loot Boxes.
Damn, Showbiz, you got the extra credit over here.
That is correct. Hey, he helped me out, so I gotta help him out.
Good shit, Show. That was awesome.
That was correct. Good job.
Thanks, man.
Okay, who's actually wonneth some prizes? Like we got Lowrider. I've got Lowrider down. We've got now Mr. Future Maker. That's right. Hippo won, right? Is that right? And who am I missing?
Show won, right? Didn't Show win?
Yeah, I phoned my friend. Stepped up and
helped me. He got that.
Prank. Okay. All right. I'm going to lick my pen and write these down. Okay. We got Lowrider. We got Showbiz. We got Mr. Future Maker. We got Hippo.
Got a Hercules.
I don't think Hercules won. Hercules, you didn't win, did you?
Can't confirm I was at the bottom of the totem pole.
Well, for trivia, you might be at the bottom, but in our hearts, you're somewhere right in the middle.
Hey, I appreciate that. It's a great place to be.
Average. Okay. That's four. I said we could do five. As the last one, if we want to do a last one.
Did you get Geology too?
Did Geology? Did you won?
Yeah, he won.
He won? Okay, we got five. All right, see, I'm such a great assistant to Smitty here.
Killing it.
Smitty, I think you should fire me as your assistant, to be honest.
You're very organized. You do great work.
Yes.
You got this all together.
Very organized. My brain is like scatterbrain. Absolutely. When it comes to things like this, organization. I have so many like fail safes in place for myself so I don't fail myself. Well, we're here on the hour. This was a lot of fun. I did not expect this space to go like this. Smitty, what do you think about this space? You have any thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. I had a lot of fun doing this. Thanks for having me. And I wasn't expecting to be a game show host. I thought that was interesting. I thought we were going to do the quiz on the site and see what the high scores were. So this was a fun change.
Yeah, it was all Lowrider's fault. He's the one that made that dumb suggestion. You know, terrible. This was
more
no fun. This was no fun. No, I'm just joking. Lowrider, appreciate the suggestion. I didn't think of that. I think that this was a great way to give out some loot boxes. We might have to do this again. I think that would be fun. Now that we've done it once, Smitty, you know, we can go into it a little more prepared next time. You know what I mean? I could bring my sound effects. And everyone can bring their brains, and our contempt will we'll bring some prizes and we'll have a good time. Does anybody on the stage? I also want to just say too, because normally we have guests or we're, you know, doing an AMA or something. They're less casual. This was a more casual one. All the ones in here, the real ones, you guys are awesome. I really appreciate all of you for coming out every week, hanging out with us. And yeah, you know, nothing more to add there. We're all in this together and super excited for what the future has in store for us. There's a lot of good stuff going on, a lot of good things in the works. Okay. Does anyone up here have anything they want to say as we wind down? Nothing. Yeah, that deserves it.
Thanks for holding
these weekly worlds.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah,
appreciate you guys doing that each week, keeping us informed. You know, the giveaways are nice. It's a good space. So, you know, appreciate your time.
Yeah, that's fun. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate all of everything you're doing, Erod. So let me ask you a question. If you're not going to be the host anymore, what you going to be doing now, man? You know, since Smitty's taking over.
Nothing. I'm going to be taking notes. Like I'm so good at.
What you going to do with all your
getting equipment? Smitty coffee.
I know you spent thousands of dollars on all your equipment.
I might give it away in a space. I might give it away to Smitty.
But no, for real, man. We appreciate everything you're doing to keep us informed. Everything that NFT Worlds, you know, is doing, you know, keep building, man, you know, a lot of projects would have probably gone down, you know, after being rugged by Minecraft, you know, but man, you guys took the challenge, and I know us, the people who are in this space that continue to support the world ecosystem. You know, world takeover, you know, we're continuing to build in, you know, athletes' domains. These guys are continuing to build Hip Hop Syndicate, you know, because we believe in what you guys are doing, what you guys are building, man. So, yeah, we're looking forward to what the future holds, man. I think 2024, 2025 is going to be a great year for the world ecosystem. Just putting it out there, speaking it into existence.
Well put. Well put. With that said,
40 seconds away.
Why some say the moon? Why choose this as our goal?
The target for the Apollo 11 astronauts, the moon.
Why climb the highest mountain?
Go for lunch.
Why 35 years ago?
20 seconds and counting.
Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.